The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. As the last of the lay preachers this summer, I feel doubly blessed. First, by the stories my predecessors shared about how God has touched their lives. And secondly, by being allowed to share bits and pieces of my faith journey with you, along with the scriptures today. I hope my words remind you of how deeply God loves and cares for each one of you. When I was in elementary school, there was a historical fiction series that I enjoyed reading, the We Were There series. These books took the reader to different historical locations and events and told the story of what happened there. This morning, I want us to imagine that we were there at the Battle of David and Goliath. I want us to picture ourselves standing in the Valley of Elon, near the creek that runs at the base of the hill, where King Saul and the Israelite army are stationed. On the hill, opposite them, is the Philistine army, ready for battle. As we look on, out steps Goliath, the champion of the Philistines, a seasoned warrior. Physically, Goliath is an imposing and intimidating figure, standing over 9 feet tall with very defined muscles. He's ready for battle, wearing 125 pounds of armor and carrying a javelin whose tip weighs 15 pounds. His strength is unquestionable. Goliath is filled with pride and confidence in himself and the military skills he possesses. He is fighting for his own glory and doesn't comprehend or acknowledge the power of the one true God. In the early stages of my faith journey, I stood like Goliath, armored with my stubborn pride instead of God's love. I knew God was there for me because I had relied on his strength to get me through my mother's battle with cancer and my dad's paralyzing stroke. However, God didn't need to lead me because I had the wisdom and knowledge to decide what was best for me and my family. I was determined to rely on myself because I alone could reach the perfection I thought I needed. I felt I had everything under control as I juggled all the responsibilities of my job, my kids, and my marriage. My days became highly scheduled. When unexpected changes disrupted my schedule, I panicked. I spent so much time worrying about all the bad things that might happen that I overlooked some of the good things that were happening in the present moment. Trying to do everything myself left little relaxation time. Stress became my faithful companion instead of the peaceful calm God had waiting for me. King Saul and the Israelite army were stressed and worried too. For a lengthy number of days, Goliath had stepped forward to challenge them, to send someone to fight him. And for each one of those days, no one had volunteered. King Saul and the men in his army felt discouraged and afraid to battle Goliath. So much was riding on the outcome of this battle. If they lost, they would become servants to the Philistines, which was an outcome they didn't want. But they believed anyone who faced Goliath alone would certainly die. They didn't trust God's love for them or his power to save them. Likewise, the hired hands that John tells us about in the gospel reading, who were employed to care for the sheep, fled in fear when the wolf attacked, leaving the sheep scattered, unprotected, and alone to face the wolf. They too lacked trust in God's love to protect them. For most of my adult years, I too lacked trust that what God created in me was good. I never felt that I was enough. relying on the opinions of others to prove my worth. I pretended to be strong and confident, which was just a shell guarding the awkward, clumsy me hiding inside. I spent a lot of time watching from the sidelines, isolating myself, especially in large gatherings of people. The desire to participate was overshadowed by my fears and doubts. I fiercely guarded my heart from the risk of failure or rejection, denying myself the richness of the life God wanted for me. In John's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." Jesus knows us by name. He knows our gifts and talents, our doubts and fears, our promise and potential. He gives us the living waters of baptism and feeds us with the bread of the Eucharist each week. He teaches us through his word, and his actions show us how to live out that word. He walks with us through our struggles, comforts us in our grief, and eases the burdens we carry. His love for us is so great that he was willing to sacrifice himself by dying on the cross, blessing us with the gift of eternal life with him. In the Old Testament reading today, we meet David, God's choice to battle Goliath. Now, in our eyes, David might not seem like the best candidate for the job. He's just a young shepherd boy with very little battle experience, willing to face Goliath with a slingshot and 5 stones in his pocket. My initial thought was that this wasn't going to turn out well for David at all. But then I stopped and asked myself, what does God know about David that would make him the best choice? God knew that David had the fearless courage of youth. God had seen his willingness to sacrifice himself, providing and protecting the sheep entrusted to his care. God knew that David had a humble heart, full of love for the glory of God. But more importantly, David wore the armor of God, completely trusting that God loved him so much that he would protect him and keep him safe. So when David hears about this uncircumcised Philistine who is defying the armies of the living God, he requests to battle Goliath, facing him with fearless courage and abundant hope, because he sees this challenge of slaying Goliath as an opportunity to glorify God and receive the blessings that God has prepared for him. Just as God knew David, God also knows me. During my faith journey, I'm sure all of heaven celebrated when I finally wised up, relinquished my pride, and humbly allowed God to lead me through life. It was a relief for me to let go of all the stress and finally accept the peaceful calm that God had waiting for me. He has witnessed the growth in our relationship and the amount of trust I have in him, but he still sees the fears and doubts that continue to plague me. Now, God understands that I am a routine-oriented person, a planner, a person who does not appreciate unexpected changes. So God didn't just give me one aha moment. He sent me on a journey of discovery and healing that has taken me over 25 years to travel. First, God brought my family to Faith Lutheran. We had been looking for a new church to attend, and when we walked into this church as godparents to Missy Grace, we decided to stay. During our time here, we have made a place for ourselves, putting down roots and growing in our faith. We have become part of this faith family who have welcomed us, made us feel accepted, and nurtured us along the way. Then God brought Pastor Ben into my life to lay some groundwork for what was to come. I sat here Sunday after Sunday, and I heard Pastor Ben tell me that I was a beloved child of God and that what God created was good. After hearing this over and over, I began to hope that maybe this could be true. Then he told us that we are imperfect people needing God's perfect love. I began to think that maybe I wasn't the only one who had issues with the way I saw myself. I participated in Pastor Ben's Bible study group, and through his guidance and encouragement, I gained knowledge about the scriptures and a greater understanding of the role my faith plays in my life. Pastor Ben made me see that characteristics that I viewed as negative might actually be positive ones. The way I thought about myself started to change. Then I joined the Joys group, just older youth seniors, which provided a small group setting for me to share and be heard while being nourished by the faith journeys of the other participants as we discussed the books we had read. One book we read, The Book of Joy, impacted me greatly, especially these two quotes. The first quote was made by the Dalai Lama. "These people are just like me, same human being. If we think we are something special or not special enough, then fear, nervousness, stress, and anxiety arise. We are the same." The second quote came from Desmond Tutu. "You are a masterpiece in the making." I spent quite a bit of time reflecting on these two quotes, and I came to realize that all of us have gifts and talents, dreams and hope, flaws and imperfections, but God values the promise and potential we possess. It's not important what others think about us. It's more important to believe and respect ourselves, because God knows we are perfectly imperfect people, and he deeply loves us just the way we are. The moment I fully accepted and actually believed that in God's abiding love, I am enough, a great weight lifted off my shoulders, and I felt so free and so alive. It felt like every cell in my body was bursting with love, joy, and hope all at the same time. It was incredible. With a grateful heart, I said a prayer of thanksgiving because I understood in that defining moment that God's healing grace helped me overcome some of my fears and doubts so that I would be able to face future challenges and opportunities with hope, courage, and confidence. I pray that, like David, we can face life wearing the armor of God, confidently walking in the light of his love with fearless courage and endless hope, trusting that we are never alone, that God is always with us, loving us, nurturing us, shaping us into his marvelous masterpieces, so that through us, God can accomplish amazing things. Amen.